In this week's Sedra, the Chumash tells us that Yosef HaTzadik, the Midrashim say the reason why we refer to him as Yosef HaTzadik, because he withstood the temptation of the Eishes Potiphar, wanted to sin with him, and he was able to withstand it. So that's considered an unusual tzidkis. So according to Rashi, quotes the Medrash, there are two pshatim. It says one fine day, vayava Yosef habaisa lasas malachto. Vayayayim, one fine day, comes some lasas malachto. So Rashi asks from the Gemara, machloek, what does it mean lasas malachto? One pshat, he came home to do his work, accounting work, or whatever he was supposed to do, and then Eishes Potiphar started up with him. The other pshat is no. He came home specially, he was planning to sin with this Eishes Ish. And then Ve'eni Sham Ba'Bayis, there was nobody there, so the Mashmah is there was someone else there. There was no one there for Anshi Abayis, but there was some, who was there, someone else? The Musti Yukna Shalov Himanira Salo Bachalom. That's what Rashi quotes. That he imagined that his father was watching, looking from the window. So when he imagined his father's image, so he got scared and he realized he can't go through with this Avera, that prevented him from sinning. Rav Soloveitchik printed an essay many years ago that's called Isha Halacha. His father, Moshe Soloveitchik, died in 1941, before I was born. And then he delivered a hesped, and he described his father's Derech Halima and his father's style of Hashkofe. And soon after, he delivered the hesped, a couple of months after, a year after, so he wrote up the whole hesped. It's called Isha Halacha. His father was an Isha Halacha. And he said he himself is not like his father. His father didn't have any strain of Hasidus at all. And his father was the Rav in Chaslavich, a Lubavitcher village. And the Baal Tekeah started to cry before he blew shofar. He says, Father, come on, I called to Litvak. He said, what are you crying about? They cried before he shake a lulav. What are you crying before at Tekeah shofar? And he didn't have the attitude like his father. Tekeah shofar is a form of tefillah. Of course it makes sense to cry. He does. In Isha Halacha, he doesn't write his feelings. He just describes his father. When his uncle passed away, Rav Elvela Soloveitchik, was a younger brother. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik had three sons. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was the second son. The oldest one was Gershon Soloveitchik. He was a little sickly. So he had a son who was the Rav in Zurich. He died around 10 years ago. And the second son was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He was in New York and she was Habitz Kohana. And then Rav Elvela Soloveitchik. So when Rav Elvela passed away, Rav Soloveitchik delivered a hesped, and he wrote up that hesped also. That's called Madodech Midoid. There's a lot of repeat between the description of his father, the description of his uncle. There's a lot of repetition about the Derech HaLimud, and they're both written by Rav Soloveitchik. So at the beginning of the Yes, Ish Halacha, he has this caption, Demus Diyukna Shalav Ivnira Salo Bachalom. So the people who read it, someone published an essay many years ago trying to figure out what sin was Rabbi Soloveitchik considering to violate. So Dr. Schatz pointed out, what do you mean, what sin? This is a description of his father. He meant Musdiyuk to Shalavim. He's giving you a description of his father. Yosef HaTzadik was planning to sin, and because he visualized his father was there, so he prevented him from sinning. What was the story with the father, with the sinning? So you read in the beginning of the parsha that Yosef kiben zikunim hulo, pasuk gimel and vayeshe kiben zikunim hulo. So Rashi quotes three pshatim from the Medrash. What's pshat ben zikunim? So one of the pshatim is like it says, they say b'tokem hadarta penei zokim. So the Gemara in Kiddushin understands zokim means eshikana chachma. It doesn't mean an older person. Seva means an older person, even if he's not learned. You should respect your elders, and Vadarta Pnei Zokin, you should show kovod to a Talmid Chacham, even if he's a youngster, even if the Talmid Chacham is much younger than you. So he wrote that Ben Zikuna means Shekana Chachma. All of the Torah that Yaakov Avinu had learned by Yeshiva Shem V'Yever, he gave everything over to his son Yosef. He gave over to Yosef more than to the other children. Yosef is really the one who is going to get the whole Masorah over here. So then Yosef realizes, I'm carrying on the Masorah, and I'm going to sin with the Reish Yisish. I don't deserve to be one of the Bali HaMasorah if I'm going to sin like this. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says in Masechus Avodah Zarah, that if a guy is a big Talmid Chacham, is Mezalzal on, the Gemara talks about Pasakum, he violates, even if it's only Mezalzal on a Din Derabbanan, you're not allowed to say Halacha B'Shem Amra in his name. If he said over a Din, even if you accept a Din, you're not allowed to say B'Shem Amra. you can't consider a bal avera one of the chachmei hamasor. Such a gemara in Hakoynes and Bava Kamma also, one of those averas mezalzel in mitzvos haTorah, he can't consider him one of the bal hamasor. So that's what Yosef realized. The father poured so much into me in the learning. I'm the ben zikunim. I'm the one zeshikara chachma. Then I'm going to sin. I'll lose my status as one of the chachmei hamasor. The gemara has such a lashon also. The Musta Yuknim Shalom Niras Allah Bachalon, how can I validate the Avera? I have the whole Masorah of the Torah. And then also he realized, he understood that the names of all of the Shvatim will be engraved on the Choshen of the Kain Gadol, and if he sins, he won't deserve to be considered one of the Shvatim, won't be there. The other Shvatim, you read the Chumash, sounds like they all sinned. But according to the tradition, Yosef is the one who almost sinned and didn't. This should prevent all of us from sinning. We should all have this attitude. People that sit and learn Torah. Sometimes you have Rabbanim, Eretz Yisrael in America, that have scandals in recent years about prominent Rabbanim who do prominent Averis. Not time we talk a little Lashon Hara. Some of my best friends talk Lashon Hara. But the prominent Rabbanim do prominent Averis. So how can you respect them? A person that does Averis is not right to be considered one of the Chachmei HaMasor. I don't think we have to write of them, but we should no longer look up to them. We shouldn't ask any shaylos anymore of such people. If they're mezalzel in mitzvah satara, they're not considered the chachmei hamaser. So that's what the Chazal understand by Yosef. Hi.
Next, could we just start now? Again now. It's the second time.
No, you like that.
Rashi and Mezukunim, also one of the three Pshatim is the Yuknel Shal. It's the Yuknel Shal of it. In that Rashi.
Facial features.
Yeah, so in that Rashi, features, so it appears there, and then again later on.
Yes.
I thought maybe later on he was looking in the mirror, and he saw the Yuknel Shal, and he saw it through the mirror, maybe he was.
Maybe.
Saw the reflection of it.
Maybe that's what I mean.
Targum says Kafi, if that's what I said. Targum says.